Well, that concludes the little indie guitar section today. Acoustic guitar section, might I add. The last song going up to the first song I just played was a guitar song by Glass Beach, The Suburbs by Arcade Fire, Monster by Half Moon Run, Life Goes By and I Can't Keep Up by Dylan Rouge, and Sin City by the Flying Burrito Brothers. And coming up next, I got a little bit of psyche stuff before I head into the album of the week. Coming up next, I got The Scene by Hotline TNT, another track just like guitar song that I've been listening to since 2024, 2025. I believe it came out last spring, so this one was 2025, and just haven't really been able to fit it into an episode before. And it'll kick off the little psych section we have today, even though it's not really in the same vein as the rest of the psych tracks I got coming up. I think the guitar tones on it kind of match the Chanel Beads track I have coming up. But after The Scene, I have Trip With Me by Doom's Children. Then after that, The Coward Forgets His Nightmare by Chanel Beads. And I do think that Chanel Beads' new album, The Second Young Day Will Come. Sorry. Let me rephrase that. The album name is Your Day Will Come, and it is the second time they have released an album with the name Your Day Will Come. Bit confusing, but that's life. But I really do think that this is climbing up to be one of my favorite albums of the year, and we might get an album of the week with it coming up. I just gotta dig through it some more and pick out the tracks I really like from it. But yeah, today I'll be playing The Coward Forgets His Nightmare. And then after that, I have a kind of. It's. Yeah. I didn't know this track was from GTA 5, but it is on par with other 2010 psych stuff like Lonerism by Tame Impala, Ty Segall, stuff, Pond, whatever. But a little bit more emphasis on sampling. It is Fire Doesn't Burn Itself by Sam Flax. And to finish it off, I have Love in a Vicious Way by Mother Tongues. And I will see you guys after that.
We'll be right back. Thank you.
welcome back and tuned into 101.9 CFNC. It is Friday morning's indie wake-up call, and it is about 9:30 in the morning, and the track you just heard was Love in a Vicious Way by Toronto's Mother Tongues. And before that, I had Fire Doesn't Burn Itself by Sam Flax, The Coward Forgets His Nightmare by Chanel Beads, Trip With Me by Doom's Children, and to kick off that little segment, I had The Scene by Hotline TNT. And coming up next, I have this week's album of the week. And it's not a 2026 release. It is actually a 2025 release. And it's an album I was listening to quite a bit last year, especially while studying for exams in the springtime, because it is just a nice little spring summer album. And it is Candelabro. And it is a Spanish album, so apologies if I pronounce any of this wrong, but it is called Deseo Carne y Valentud. And I apologize once again for butchering that. The first track I'll be playing is Domingo de Ramos, and after that I have Prison de Carne, and wow, I'm sorry for butchering that again. And the last one I got here is Angel. And yeah, very progressive rock in itself and in its lyrics. If you guys like Black Country New Road, you guys aren't gonna love them. They're more indie rock. It's like an indie rock Ants from Up Thing. Ants from Up Thing, you got a whole lot of classical elements, and you're still keeping a few of them, but you're replacing it from less corny songwriting, less drawn-out tracks, and just some more punky-sounding lyrics and tracks, if that makes sense. You'll catch it in a sec. But yeah, it's a co-ed 5-piece to 7-piece, I think, band. And yeah, not too much to add today. I am running out of time to speak, which doesn't often happen, but I'll just go ahead and play the tracks and see you guys in a few.
Chile. espejo artificial. Detesto verte lejos, al igual que estar acá. Que por encima de mi sangre, por encima de quien soy, por encima. Siempre alrededor.
Debo confesarte que en esta mano tengo una carta que no puedo leer. En nombre del Señor Santo Padre, quiero dejar esto que no es mío. Que le baje.
Thank you.
All right, thanks for sticking with me and tuning in today's Friday morning indie wake-up call. That was this week's album of the week, the latest album, A Candelabro. And to close off today's episode, I have a Canadian classic, kinda, and it is Doom Scrolling by Metric. It is the 10-minute epic off the one of the latest albums, Formentera, and crazy song to see live. Not many other songs that really delve deep into doom scrolling and phone addiction like Emily Haynes does here, except Squid. Squid has a few tracks that are like that. And while it's on the tip of my tongue, Fontaine's newest album is called Dopamine Chamber, so I bet they'll have some stuff like that on the new album, but I'll quit talking and I will see you guys next week.
boy, I'm a true.
Whatever you do.